Alrighty, MLK on MGK. And we're on the air, as we are most years. Yeah, it's part of our nifty little plan to consolidate as many days as possible to be owed then at the end of the year on Christmas. Nice little life hack there for you, free of charge. It's Dave. It's the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. We do this every day post-show, rounding up all the highlights for you to listen to for the first time, the second time, third, fourth, and beyond. It's January 20th. We talked the weekend snow, which was kind of a bust. Blue Monday is today. The NFL Championship was yesterday, and Steve and I squared off once again, see if I could avenge the divisional round. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd, as we do every single Monday morning. John's dog stole a rather strange thing over the weekend. We heard Running with the Devil, take two, and pondered Pearl Jam possibilities. All in a day's work. Here's what it sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
Was there a lot of wind when you came in? There was a lot of wind when I first pulled up.
In the parking lot.
Yeah. That's probably just about it. A sunny day, temperature getting to 34, and it's going to be like this for days to come. Tomorrow is the exact same forecast. Sunny, high of 34, but 23 degrees outside right now. Speaking of the weather, first off, what was the snow event like up by you, Dave?
Lackluster.
Right, lackluster. Yeah. Really? Not even the 3 inches they were forecasting?
It wasn't three. No, God, no. It was enough to get three or four runs in a sled before it was grass poking out.
Okay.
Oh, really?
So,
all right.
My son was happy. All right. We got some sledding in, but it ended quickly.
All right.
I had enough that I couldn't see the grass.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, the grass got covered. That was really about it, though. It wasn't much.
It was soft and powdery.
So Friday, after I leave here, I run off to Home Depot because, they take attendance, and they're very upset when
don't
show up. Oh, yeah. All right. It is
Watch
amazing the amount of people I am on first-name basis with at Home Depot.
People think you work there.
I know they do. If I wear orange, people will start asking me questions. All right. But as I'm walking out of the place, here comes the 6 ABC van, right? And Katie Kethrow is in it, all right? And I've kind of become friendly with her over the past few months. We've been at a couple of different events, and she's a nice girl, right? And I see her in the van, and I wave, and she rolls down the window. The van stops, and I go, let me guess. You're here to do the shovel and salt story.
Oh, boy.
And she goes, yes. I said, there's nobody in there. She goes, what? I said, there's nobody in there. Nobody's buying shovels or salt, right? I said, they've got it, but there's no big rush for it, you know? And every news station has got to do either it's the bread and milk or the salt and shovel story.
Did you offer to stand in as an actor for her?
No.
You should have. That would have been great.
No,
but bunch of B-roll of John.
It gets better, right? I had to go back yesterday, and I see one of the guys that I know, and I'm telling this story about seeing Katie. He goes, oh, yeah. He says, they sat around here for like 4 hours waiting for people to come for their shovels and snow. And we couldn't let them videotape anything because corporate has to approve it.
Oh,
they left, and then 2 hours later, corporate said, oh, yeah, it's okay.
The John DiBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
classic rock, 102.9 MGK. Along with today being Martin Luther King Day, it's also National DJ Day. We'll celebrate that fact later on this morning. And it's also known as Blue Monday. Today is Blue Monday, considered by most people to be the most miserable day of the year. It's more of a British thing than it is here, but it doesn't mean we can't wallow in it. According to a survey, these are the things that make it Blue Monday. Feeling broke after overspending for the holidays, the weather. The nights are too long. There's a lack of sunshine. The magic of Christmas is over. We're already sick of work after the holidays. We feel guilty for eating and drinking as much as we did. General loneliness. The pressure of breaking your New Year's resolution.
I'm going to jump.
Right? You know, it's hard to have a social life in the winter.
John DiBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
It is back, ladies and gentlemen, or at least it will be back. MGK's local-only beer fest, 50 of the greatest brews around the area, all in one place. Saturday, April 18th, the Independent Seaport Museum is where we'll do this. You can 25 different brewers.
Yep.
All will show up with two different. We love this thing.
It's fun.
Of the two, between this one and the one on the Battleship New Jersey, I kind of like this one more. This one gives me the promise of summer.
Yeah, that is a great point. Yeah, but the problem is then it makes the next couple months seem like they last forever.
Right, but it's great views. The entire air staff shows up and everyone's spinning tunes. It's a great time. Now, if you want tickets, they're on sale now at WMGK.com. Use the keyword locals. 23 degrees outside at the moment. And I guess this is the moment where we should hand out that massive $25 Visa gift card. Woo! Because Dave and Steve did their picks on Friday, and Dave came out the winner this week.
Yeah.
I avenged my horrible previous week. Right. This was the greatest set of playoff games I have ever seen in my entire life.
They were fun.
The four last week, the two this weekend, just spectacular.
Wild card round was great, too.
Right? Yeah, I mean, everything was really, really good. All right, now we move into what could possibly be the greatest Super Bowl in at least 10, maybe 20 years. These two
Could
teams
be,
going up against each
it's
other.
It's going
to
be fun.
All right. But one person, we gave them the choice to pick who was going to be right. Was it going to be Steve? What, you went plus seven or minus seven?
I took Green Bay to... we both took the Titans, and I took Green Bay to cover the 7.5.
Right.
Yeah, we both lost with the Titans, and then I won with the night game.
All right, and who's getting the massive $25 Visa gift card?
It's going to be my boy Ron McAllister.
Okay.
Well, not sure where he's from. He's very private on Facebook.
Okay, well,
which
Ron
I would also
McAllister,
recommend.
I hope you're listening, because you've got $25 coming your way. Who do you see? Who do you see?
Man.
I mean, because this is going to be a great Super Bowl. All right.
I
already
Niners.
Bought my Velveeta, so and I want to make sure they're not part of the shortage.
I always go with the better defense, so I got to say Niners.
Uh-huh.
I think they're not favored, though, are they?
No,
I think right now it's the Chiefs.
1.5.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I don't know how Kansas City will be able to stop the 49ers. I mean, I can say the same thing about the Niners because the KC offense is very explosive, as you've seen the last two rounds. But that Niners defense is really good, too.
And they can score points.
I got
to marinate. A more complete team.
I need to marinate for the next week and a half before I.
Oh, yeah. You have time. The other thing we got to think about is, do we want to have a Super Bowl competition this year?
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
New studio.
All right. Yeah, that's part of it. That's part of it. And then, of course, right, we would need a prize. And as of right now, we don't have one. But we'll work on this, folks.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
Cindy's here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was exciting. The SAG Awards.
Oh, no. Did you watch them?
Of course. I was the one person.
All right, yeah. I voted in them. I was looking at the the winners this morning, and wow, nobody agreed with me. That's for damn sure. I got it on a couple of things, but you watched that movie
Parasite.
Yeah.
Right.
I cannot believe that's the one that won.
For the group,
the
ensemble. I was surprised too, because it was kind of out of, you had The Irishman and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I thought either one of those was a shoo-in.
I was surprised by a lot of them, but I'm glad to see that Tony Shalhoub got it for Mrs. Maisel. But I was really surprised that they gave it to Dinklage again. For a supporting actor in a TV series.
As they should.
Right?
Well, I voted for him.
As you should.
Yeah, I'll see.
What else is he going to do now?
Well, yeah, but he's gotten... Well, actually, he gets more work than everybody else who is in that series.
That's right. Oh, that's true. Good point. All right, never mind.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
It's a Monday morning, and here are your random facts.
And now it's time for
random facts.
1, 2, 3, bah!
I bet you what she says now is shorter than that tag was.
Yes, I think it is.
All right, so get us started, Sin.
Okay, Harvard was the last Ivy League school to accept women in 1977.
77?
Right.
Wow.
I could go in there. That's when I graduated from high school. Before you guys were born. Before that, women had to attend Harvard's sister school, Radcliffe College.
Radcliffe. I never realized that there was a brother-sister school thing happening there.
Either.
All right, over to you, Steve.
Characters on The Big Bang Theory used to wear superhero T-shirts, and anytime you saw them wearing them, they were always for DC Comics like Superman and Batman. because the show and DC Comics are both owned by Warner Brothers.
Wow.
Which is why they both suck.
What a fanboy from Marvel.
Dave.
Colgate toothpaste was sold in jars when it came out in 1873. And one of the ingredients was soap.
Oh.
Mm. So it was like discipline.
Oh, no wonder why they minted it up. All right. And lastly this morning, the Beatles spent the most weeks at number one on the Billboard album charts. We're not talking about the most number ones, the amount of time on the charts. The Beatles spent the most weeks at number one on the Billboard charts. When you factor in all their albums, it's 132 weeks in total. There you have them.
Oh! Random.
Facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
The Who and Who Are You? The Who, Roger and Pete, but Roger nowadays and Pete back then. There is a new special on Amazon Prime called My Generation, hosted by Michael Caine, who came out at the same time as, you know, when The Who was breaking with My Generation, when England was swinging like a pendulum do, right? You know, it's all about Carnaby Street and what life was like in the swinging 60s, right? And it's really good. Mm. It is real. And Caine is the perfect host for this thing. But both Roger and Pete show up in it and, you know, talking about the whole youth movement that happened in England in the early 60s that really, you know, lent its, without that, probably the youth movement that happened in the States would have never happened. Mm-hmm. Because it sort of started there as the British invasion happened, right? You know, more and more of America's being influenced by it and then changing on our own. You know, it's great. It is really, really terrific. And just the stuff he brings up about himself on how he, as an actor, he's got that thick Cockney accent.
Yeah.
Right, sure. Right? And nobody would hire, you know, somebody who speaks like that to be an actor in a movie.
Oh, is that,
you know,
right?
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like a Southern accent for them.
Oh, yeah. It was like, you know, at the time, it was like, no. Everybody spoke like they were royal. You know, you watch a TV show, you watch a movie, all of those, you know, from the 50s, and everybody's like, what's this? Right? You know, it's like, and he brings up some examples that are absolutely hilarious. So I do recommend it. 23 degrees outside right now. Sunny today. The temps are getting up to about 34, and right now we're getting into...
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. This morning, this week especially, with Run DMC and Aerosmith both appearing on the Grammys, I figured this would be a great time to talk about Walk This Way. If you spend some time reading the lyrics, you realize that Steven Tyler did a lot of work to make a really dirty song not sound dirty. All right. You know, like, it's obscenity free, but he's talking about some really dirty things in it.
Anybody can use those words, and quite effectively. It's just that gets redundant because everybody can. But when you write things like backstroke, lover always hide beneath the cover, just a cheerleader, was a really young bleeder, the times I could reminisce, best things of loving with her sister and a cousin, only started with a little kiss like this. That was real nasty and around the side of the barn to me. And I thought, wow, this is great. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put it down like that. And I like that. You know, it makes for real interesting. Nobody knows what the hell you're talking about until 2 years later, after they've heard it so many times, they go, wait a minute.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of best friends, girlfriends, Rick Ocasek's Will... Mm-hmm. stated that his ex-wife, Polina Poroskova, she would not get a penny from his estate.
Oh.
It doesn't work that way.
Why not?
Under law, his ex-wife is entitled to part of it. If he had gotten married again, then his new wife would have gotten part of the estate.
But
you can't just write a wife out. As much as so many of us would like. 23 degrees outside right now, with temperatures today getting up to 34. A sunny day is what we got ahead of us. Oh, I got to tell you a Ditto story.
Uh-oh.
Ditto pulled one yesterday. One of my two dogs, Ditto, who is just too smart for his own good, right? And the dog is just, he lives for food, and it takes everything in our power to keep him fit and trim. But yesterday, he's downstairs in the kitchen, right? And you know the difference between a yam and a sweet potato? right? Just basically its size.
Not really.
Right, right. So sweet potatoes tend to be smaller. Yams are larger, right? And Lisa's prepping some food, and all of a sudden, Ditto disappears. He's going running upstairs. What the hell could he possibly be up to? Now he comes running back downstairs again, and he's standing there, and he's just looking at Lisa. Right? And Lisa's looking at him going, what? What? He's looking at Lisa, and all of a sudden he coughs a little bit. He had an entire sweet potato.
No!
An entire sweet potato in his mouth. Right? And it was narrow at one end and wider at the other. So literally he had like the wide end in, and because the narrow end was in the front, he was able to keep his mouth closed. He's just standing there looking up at her. Right? And all of a sudden he goes, what? And he goes, right? And she goes, open your mouth. And she figured, because he's always attacking paper, right? So she figured that that's what it was.
He was dipping with it.
Right, right. And she opens his mouth and pulls out an entire potato.
Wow. What made its way down his throat?
No.
Are you missing a whole bag of them?
No. Let's put it this way. The amount of paper that dog eats, right, especially tissues and toilet paper, he wipes his own ass without trying.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
I wanted to get to this. I tried to get to this last week. I only recently got a hold of it. It has been kicking around for a while, but now it's available on YouTube. And if you want it on your own, you'll be able to go to YouTube and get it. It is the alternative take on Running with the Devil. Running with the Devil, which a lot of people don't realize was actually an inspiration from the Ohio Players. Remember the Ohio Players?
I do not.
Of course. They played my prom.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, well, the Ohio Players song called Running from the Devil. And Van Halen came along and got inspired by that and came up with Running with the Devil. But there is an alternative take, and on it, the vocals, especially Dave's, the things he's saying in the background and stuff like that, are different, right? All of his chatter that goes on in the song is a little different. And the guitar solo is completely different.
Nice.
So we take you to the studio now, ladies and gentlemen, where Van Halen is getting ready to record for the second time, Running with the Devil.
A little more volume in the headphones, please.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. Do we have a Pearl Jam date in Philadelphia yet?
Not yet.
No, ooh. Not yet. I'm telling you, it's good. They'll probably release one. We're hoping they'll release one. The closest they're coming to us right now is New York and Baltimore.
Hate when that happens.
All right, I do too, but we'll hopefully get. I can't imagine them not.
There's
they have
no
such
way.
A history here, too.
They closed the Spectrum.
Right.
I'm expecting, so they do, I'm expecting, guys. They're doing the U.S., then they're doing Europe. I'm expecting them to come back and do a second half U.S. tour.
Okay. All right, because when you look at that list of that tour, it doesn't seem very long. It's a short, I don't think there's more than 30 dates.
Yeah, March 18th through July 15th, 17th at the moment.
Yeah, and they're not doing more than like 3 gigs a week. Yeah. So,
okay.
You know, so right. we should get one. Before that, Running with the Devil, the alternative take. How'd you like that?
That was cool.
I mean,
got my headphones on for you. You could hear different guitar in the verses even.
Yeah, exactly.
Little flourishes.
Exactly.
And
the solo was just, okay, I'm going to play this, and I'm going to play it again.
Oh, good. Do it again.
Okay.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Thin the herd. Thin the herd.
Well, I guess Walmart does have absolutely everything you need. A 37-year-old woman named Emily Stallard of Tampa, Florida, was arrested on Saturday after she walked around Walmart for over an hour and then used the stuff that she put in her cart to build a small bomb.
What?
All right. The items she used includes a mason jar, a bunch of nails, a candle, a can of denatured alcohol, which is kind of like paint thinner. All right. Luckily, a security guard and an off-duty cop were able to stop her as she was trying to set it off in the store. No one was hurt.
Wow.
Okay. She was doing this because her boyfriend wouldn't give her money to go shopping with.
Sheesh.
Okay, she's facing charges for attempted arson, firebombing, and battery of an officer. She also had her kid with her, so they tacked on charges for child abuse and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. From the last we've heard, she was still in jail on $8,500 bond, and from what I understand, her boyfriend isn't planning on bailing her out.
In the herd.
Steve?
Corey Malone lives in Germantown, Wisconsin, and he is a driver's ed teacher. Well, he went to pick up one of his students at Germantown High School, but Corey was hammered. How hammered, you may ask, Dave?
Yes, how I was hammered. Thinking it.
So drunk that when he picked up one of the students, he backed the car into a gate, which swung the gate open, and it hit the principal.
Oh, God.
That's pretty hammered.
Yeah, well, it turns out his blood alcohol level was 0.32.
Oh, my
God.
Which is four times the legal limit, and he had no idea that he had hit the principal. The principal was not hurt. Neither was the student in Corey's car, and Corey was arrested for operating while intoxicated.
In the herd.
Dave?
Got a 30-year-old guy named Nathaniel King in Cartersville, Georgia. Last week, he broke into a tire store, and as he was trying to rob them of rubber, a giant tire pile fell on top of him like a cartoon. He got trapped. He couldn't get free, so he had to call 911 on himself to get help. He told the dispatcher, quote, "I think the tire rack is going to kill me." He was arrested for breaking and entering. He survived.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, cops in Forest Pierce... let's try that again. Lastly this morning, cops in Fort Pierce, Florida, pulled over a 46-year-old woman. Her name hasn't released with the story. But the cops smelled weed coming from her car, and the woman told her is because she had a medical marijuana card. And she pointed to a hooded sweatshirt in the car where they could find it. Mm-hmm. But when he picked up the sweatshirt, a crack pipe fell out.
Oh, boy.
The cops searched her car and found a half a dozen crack rocks under one of the seats. Unfortunately, the woman didn't have a medical crack card, right? So, mainly because it doesn't exist. So she was arrested for cocaine possession.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.